So you go to a travel website and you purchase a ticket to, say, Houston for $200, but when you get the final bill for it, you end up paying $420 for that seat. Why? Because of the fees. You have to pay for your luggage. You have to pay if you want extra legroom, maybe for a window seat. $8 billion in 2008 and 2009 was collected by airlines in extra fees. That's according to the Government Accountability Office. And now the airlines are having an eye turned to them by the Obama administration and Congress. They may soon see new guidelines from the GAO. And joining us is Todd Zwillick. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
So what kind of fees are these? What are they charging for?
Oh, boy. Well, you listed a few of them. They have fees to check your bag, but they also have fees to carry on your bag. How about a fee to make a reservation on the phone? You could get charged a fee to use a blanket or the internet, to board early, to sit on the aisle, to sit on the window. There's almost nothing left about flying that they can't milk $15 or $5 out of you for.
Can they charge me for thinking about an upgrade?
I think they just
charge
did.
You for looking at first class. Yeah, you can find it on your Visa bill there, John.
Yeah.
But the government is not happy. This is Congressman James Oberstar. He's the chairman of the House Transportation Committee.
If they don't exercise restraint, that there's going to be a continuing outcry from the traveling public, and you're going to have some kind of regulation that you won't like.
That sounds like a threat to me. What kind of regulation is he talking about?
Yeah, it sure does. Now, some of the regulating is already starting, and that's over at the Department of Transportation. They don't have any jurisdiction over the fees themselves. They can't say, you guys can't charge for the blanket. But what they can say is, no more of these hidden fees, no more shopping for the ticket that you say, wow, great, $260 to fly to Seattle, fantastic. And then you make the reservation right before you pull out the credit card, it turns out it's $420. They want to put an end to that. So full disclosure of fees on airline websites, but also truth in pricing in advertising, so that when you see an ad in a magazine or on the internet showing that great fare to Seattle, it has to say $420. It can't say $220 and then suck you in to go on the site to buy it. So they have to disclose the fees and all the taxes and stuff like that, but they also have to itemize them so that before you buy, you know exactly what the price is, and you can compare prices. And the other thing they want to do, which travelers might like, is say that if you cancel a reservation within 24 hours, they can't charge you a cancellation fee in that case. And the airlines really hate that one.
Okay. Well, you know, Todd, all day long, we're kind of talking about radical ideas from the past.
Oh,
And we're asking our listeners what radical ideas they would want to resurrect. You have any ideas?
Right.
Anything coming out of Washington you'd want to see again?
Well, yeah, I think Washington has a good solution for, you know, we have a problem in this country with a lot of people sitting around in front of the TV too much, sedentary lifestyle, too many video games. I think it's clear prohibition worked great in the 20s. I think we should bring that back for television.
Well, we're looking for our listeners' ideas. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. That is Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.